Welcome back to the Zcash Podcast, where we break down the fundamental data driving Zcash network activity. Trinity, looking at the metrics for 2025-1202, the narrative today is certainly one of decelerated velocity, particularly when compared to the highly active day we saw previously.
It's a stark contrast, Neo. We saw significant volume yesterday, and today the network seems to have taken a collective deep breath. The first thing that jumps out to me is the sheer drop in overall throughput. Total ZEC transferred fell by nearly 60%, from over 3.2 million ZEC down to just 1.37 million ZEC today. What's driving this major cooldown?
The reduction in velocity is directly correlated with a pronounced slowdown in large-scale movements. If we look at the core health indicators, the number of unique active addresses dropped from over 8,800 to just 6,647. However, the most telling metric regarding throughput decline lies in whale activity.
The whale transactions category.
Exactly. Yesterday, we had over 2,000 transactions categorized as whale. Today, that number sits at 1,277. That's a roughly 38% drop in the highest value transactions, which naturally pulls down the total ZEC transferred volume significantly, even though the estimated TPS remains low at around 0.07. It looks like the massive consolidation or distribution events we tracked yesterday have momentarily ceased.
That makes sense. Reduced whale movement often signals a wait-and-see market period, potentially after a significant price move or before a scheduled event. But let's shift gears to privacy flows, because this is where the picture gets considerably more nuanced and, arguably, healthier.
It's the headline story today, Trinity. Yesterday was dominated by a net deshielding event, resulting in a large privacy outflow of nearly 1,400 ZEC. Today, the trend has completely reversed. We registered a net positive privacy flow of 66.49 ZEC.
So, more ZEC went into the shielded pool than came out. What caused this flip? Was it a spike in new shielding or a collapse in deshielding?
It was primarily driven by a collapse in deshielding volume. While the total ZEC shielded only saw a modest increase from 1824 ZEC to 2048 ZEC, the deshielding volume dropped dramatically. We saw over 3,200 ZEC deshielded yesterday. Today, that figure is down to just 1982. This suggests that the large-scale liquidity extraction or consolidation we monitored previously has concluded. The network is currently net accumulating privacy.
And if we look at overall adoption, did the lower activity day negatively impact the proportion of users utilizing the shielded layer?
Quite the opposite. While the absolute number of transactions dropped, the proportion of shielded transactions actually increased slightly, moving from 2.29% of total transactions yesterday to 2.81% today. This is a modest but positive increase in privacy utility adoption, even in a slower market environment. It signals consistent user behavior focused on privacy, irrespective of the high-volume transparent moves by whales.
Let's pivot back to an anomaly we often discuss, transaction fees. Despite the massive reduction in volume and throughput, the average transaction fee remains astronomically high at nearly $971 USD. How can we reconcile this high average fee with the median fee remaining negligible at about 5 cents?
That gap is the consistent indicator of critical outliers, Trinity. The network congestion itself isn't the problem. The low TPS confirms that. The issue is extreme maximum fee transactions. While the absolute maximum fee outlier dropped slightly from 1.28 million to 902,000 today, those few massive fee transactions skew the average wildly. They function as an effective, if expensive, form of priority queuing, or in some cases, likely intentional burning or large sum error.
So despite lower network activity across the board, the risk of a high fee outlier remains a persistent feature of the throughput data, even if the overall distribution of fees is dominated by ultra-low median fees.
Precisely. To summarize the 2025-1202 data, we experienced a significant pullback in throughput driven by a substantial decrease in whale activity and large volume transfers. However, this quieter period allowed the privacy narrative to stabilize, resulting in a positive net flow into the shielded pool, reversing the major outflow trend we saw yesterday. The stability in privacy metrics is the key positive takeaway from an otherwise lower volume day.
A stabilization period, Neo. That sounds like a solid conclusion for today. Thank you for the insight.
Always a pleasure, Trinity.